down all the time.
I just don't understand. Like, I could just give you the cue and that's it.
Yeah, but I'm the one that has the agenda, so I got to see what time it is.
You know what? Enough is enough, okay?
I'm just saying.
The people do not need to hear this.
You know what? I don't want to talk to you about this.
Really, there's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You're about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. Shitty 7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Austin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
But what we can talk about is sports, because you are listening to The Sports Show. That's right. The sports show that's on the CJSW 90.9 FM radio edition. Again, we're here the third Tuesday of every single month, 11:30 a.m., 8:30 p.m. We talk all things sports. Now, if you said to yourself, hey, wait a second, hold your horses.
What are you doing?
If you got horses, just hold on to them.
Hold them.
You can follow us on Instagram at Sports Show Podcast. You can subscribe, if you find it in your hearts, ladies and gentlemen, to the YouTube channel, which is also at Sports Show Podcast. Look for the blue and white logo, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes. Now, we are honored. Look, we're on the radio, so we said to ourselves, hey, why not bring our own radio guy?
That's right.
We got one of our own. We love the CJSW, but introducing special guest, co-commentator, McGuire on Wrestling Aficionado, one only, Mr. Mike McGuire. Thanks for coming back, my man.
Holy Lord, it's early.
Yeah.
Or late, depending on when you're listening to this. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Hey, pleasure to have you, Mike, or as we call you, Daddy.
We nice call him Daddy. So there's a couple things. We got to plug. So Mike McGuire, you are also a radio personality in Lloydminster. I don't want to mess up the digits, but is it the 106.1 GOAT?
106.1 the GOAT, yep. And contractually, I don't even know if I'm allowed to be doing this right now, but hey, who cares? It's the holiday season.
Hey, it's
a season of giving.
You blame the Greeks.
That's
exactly.
Right.
The Greeks made you do this.
No, hey. It's all good. It's all
we
good.
You. That's right.
Well, you know what? We've known each other a long time. Great segue into all you wrestling fans out there. Mike McGuire has the McGuire on Wrestling podcast feed, which I think is the greatest weekly episodic wrestling show that is
since
out
Monday
there.
Night Raw.
No, it is on the waves.
It's good.
It's very good.
I appreciate
now,
that.
Now, he's also got these Greek guys that do the alternate commentary
great
table.
Great guys.
Yeah.
But McGuireshow.com, that's a search for the merch. We got to put it on there. We also do co-commentary for Dungeon Wrestling, the promotion that the Hart family has put on, in which when we say co-commentary, it's really you carrying us.
That's right.
We get to show up, and I get an excuse to bust out ridiculous jackets that I would never wear on a regular.
Which I still got to know, where do you get those? Because honestly, I've been to the nicest stores. I've been to Wish.com. I don't know where you find these things.
So I got an inside tip. The Red Velvet, which is coming out 2 days ago,
right.
Tonight, I got the RW & Co. of all places,
hey,
right?
That makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah. That's the new Le Chateau.
Which is French for the Chateau.
The Chateau,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, welcome, Mike, but why don't you tell everyone a quick snippet about the McGuire on Wrestling for those wrestling fans where we can subscribe and listen to the feed.
Yeah, well, basically, McGuire on Wrestling is wherever you get your podcasts. So if you have Apple, Google, Spotify, whatever, it populates there automatically every week. We're also syndicating with my radio company, not my radio company, but the radio company I work for in Vista Radio across Canada soon, which is kind of breaking news here, but at the same time, something I've been working on behind the scenes. And it's just a ton of fun, man. I mean, every week, talk about pro wrestling, which, yes, grown-ass people. Can I say that?
Yeah,
grown people talking about pro wrestling because it's fun. And most importantly, it's about liking things. And as sports fans, you guys can relate to this. It's real easy to rag on your favorite team. How much fun is it, though, when you can actually talk about good stuff? And we do that. And at the same time, we're not afraid to look deeper into the business. You actually learn a lot, and myself included in this. I'm not saying that I'm the be-all, end-all of wrestling knowledge here, but we have guys like Dave Meltzer, who's like the guy when it comes to following the wrestling industry for 50 years now. He's been doing this.
That's incredible.
Right? Guys like Mike Sempervivi, who are internationally known for their wrestling coverage, and a bunch more. I've had some of the biggest superstars on the show from WWE, AEW, and, of course, from our own Dungeon Wrestling. In fact, the day we're recording here, I'll be lining up some chats with some folks tonight. So, yeah, if you want to find out even what's going on in the Calgary scene, you can listen to McGuire on Wrestling, because we do give it a plug, because we talk about wrestling from everywhere.
That's it.
And then there's the alternate commentary table, where, again, these gentlemen who you might be familiar with, because it's you, come on, and you guys take what I like to call the best, least serious approach to covering pro wrestling, because you look at it from fans, but you also have some fun with it, and it's hilarious because, well, first of all, neither one of you can get 100% of names right.
That's right.
Which is fun, but Mitch, I mean, that's kind of your calling card
now.
Thing,
now it's his thing.
It's my thing. Not reading isn't my thing.
And the thing I like about you, Mitch, is that's usually all I have to talk to you about. When it comes to Dimitri, I usually have to say, it's 2023, dude. I don't know if you can make that joke anymore. So
that sounds about right.
That's how it goes. And that's why he's daddy.
That's right. That's
right. You know, daddy's got to lay down the law. That's
daddy right. needs his job and doesn't need to be canceled.
Isn't that true?
Was it the Greek guys? It was the Greek guys.
It was the gentleman.
Well, here we are. CJSW 90.9. You're listening to us live right now. It's probably either what? 11 or it's 8. It's one of the times.
It doesn't matter.
We're live twice on that third Tuesday of the month, and it's good times. Live, unlive. This is my favorite time of the year. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You got World Juniors coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. You've got football, NCAA. You got NFL. You've got whatever you want. Basketball on Christmas Day. Actually, even the NFL is going to get some. Here's the thing. You know, I love my Christmas, but you can't even enjoy it anymore, Dimitri. So you know me, I was perusing the nets. I was
He's
looking
a great
around,
peruser.
Trying to figure out what to talk about. And you know what? I don't know if it's a theme this week, but that young generation, and I'm talking to you, university people, 20 to 25, 26. Look, I was on the nets, and you guys are kind of getting thrown under the bus a little bit. What do I mean? Here's what I mean. I'm looking at some sites. New York, there's a few nightclubs that have said, hey, you know what, 21-year-olds? You guys are annoying. We're up in the limit to 25. We don't even want you in our stores anymore. We don't want you in our restaurants anymore. I just think it's hilarious where no one can seem to have a good time. Everyone's annoying. I don't know what's happening, Dimitri. I mean, it's bad enough in the States. You got to be 21 to drink. Now you got to be 25 to go and party. It's crazy.
Listen, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But they get to control the population, though, Mitch. That's the problem.
Yeah, but what about the dollars? They're not getting the dollars.
Yeah, but they have the people. See, here in Calgary, that can't work.
Mitch, there's some clouds outside if you'd like to yell at them for a while.
Listen, I'm just telling the people what I see when I'm perusing the nets, uh-huh. Mike. This is what I see.
Yeah, but you know why people want to party?
Why is that?
In New York, because right. of that. I can't even say his name.
Right.
Can't even do his gestures.
Who's this?
Because that DeVito character.
That Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
We'll get to him in a few minutes. But one of the reasons I bring it up is a couple of weeks ago, we'll talk some sports now. A couple of weeks ago, Zadorov from the Calgary Flames, he gets traded. He goes, I demand a trade. I want out of here. Young guy, too. This is the thing. You know, this is where I'm going with this whole young generation.
He couldn't get into the bar.
They couldn't get into the bar here in Calgary. Something happened. He was upset. He said, I want out of here. And he's got one of those NHL cards. Those are basically like American Express. Like, you should be able to get into anywhere you want to go. You know what I'm saying? I've seen these things. They're great. Anyways, so does Zadorov request a trade? He gets gone. We all talked about it. We said, you know what? I think, me and South Carolina George think, and I'm sure there's others, we didn't get enough for it. Now, the Flames, the Oilers made a big heat. They're hitting some oil. They got some stride. They're kind of right there. My theory and my thoughts for the Calgary Flames now, Dimitri, is this. Tanev, everyone knows. Everybody and their dog knows Toronto wants this guy. What does Craig Conroy do? Hanifin, that's another name. Right now, where the Flames are in the mix, people in Calgary are listening, and local. My humble opinion, you hold them right to the end. I say, I don't care how much you think you're worth. I don't care if we're on our heater and we're close to making the playoffs. Is it worth trading these guys? You trade them, we're falling apart. You don't trade them, we might make the playoffs. What do you do if you're Craig Conroy?
Listen, the You get rid of him, you trade him, but this is a point in case. Okay, here's what I said about Zadorov the other week.
Right.
Because I think we got fair market value and we're lucky to get the two picks that we got.
Okay.
Because he's not that big of a commodity. Sometimes we just love players because they play for our team.
That's right.
But if they go somewhere else, big deal. In my opinion, with Tanev, it doesn't matter what the team is doing. It doesn't matter if Tanev's on a heater or not. It doesn't matter if the Flames are on a heater or not. He's a commodity. Yes, that's the guy you hold at the trade deadline. That's the guy that's going to command some respect. That's the guy where you're going to get multiple offers. So I think you hold on to a guy like that.
Like Kenny Rogers. You hold him, you don't fold him.
That's right.
I hear.
With the beard.
Mike?
Question. I don't know if this happens as much because I'm not as in the weeds on NHL these days, but I remember there was a time where if a guy wanted to be traded or if a guy wasn't happy, you put him on the ice. He didn't perform.
Yeah, see, he's not that kind of personality, this guy. He literally blocked a shot with his face 2 weeks ago. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah, he'll ride into the sunset. Yeah. He'll play
till But he could get into a bar 2 weeks ago as opposed to...
That's the problem. That's it.
This is what I'm saying.
That's it.
So if you're not happy, you're not doing anything. It's like any job, really. If you're not happy at it, you're going to take it easy and you're not going to perform. At least that's my understanding of it anyways. And I don't know the guy from Adam, but...
Right. Mitch's wife says the same thing.
That's it.
About Mitch.
It's true.
Yeah, about performance. But going back...
Right.
here's the thing.
Out of her and Mitch, though, who do you think views it more as a job? Let's be honest.
Oh, Mitch. Oh, yeah. Mitch. Yeah. Mitch, for
no
sure.
Doubt about that.
Mitch well, for, I don't oh, know. Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. One's working for the pension, the other one's contractually obligated. But the thing is, but also going back to your first part of the question too, is the Flames need to fire sale to a degree at this point. Look, the Gaudreau and the Tkachuk didn't work out.
Right.
The management at the time brought in players to fill in the gaps because the team was kind of there.
Yeah.
Right? They were trying to figure it out. Well, that doesn't work out now. Now you got contracts that... overpaid contracts. Now you have a team that is not, in my opinion, they're not going to make the playoffs. The Oilers are going to hit a run. They're going to get in at the pace that they're going. So now, why keep this whole thing? You already got rid of one piece. If anything, the defense was the meat and the potatoes of the Flames organization.
That's right.
So the moment they pulled the plug on Zadorov, fine. In my opinion, wait it out. Get rid of Hanifin. Get rid of Tanev.
Right.
Uyghur, you already did your dealings, but even at that point, like just
see what's on the table.
Hit the reset button.
Right.
It's time. It's done. It is what it is.
Do you think you can sneak a trade in? You know, like a lot of people right now are saying how the Huberdeau trade or the trade and sign has been the worst thing we've ever done. What if you just follow me on this? So there's a deal with Toronto. So we send Tanev and then you send Huberdeau as well. You're like, oh, you got traded. And you put him on the plane, and he shows up in Toronto, Pearson, and Tre Living's like, hey, Huberdeau, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
Just send him over.
Don't
over.
Don't even trade him.
Yeah, don't trade him.
Yeah.
Well, you traded him, but you didn't tell him, and you didn't tell them either.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you just snuck it in the contract.
It's like trading
hockey cards.
That's right.
Yeah, you just put the. By the way, last time we were on the show, Mike, the Pat Verbeek.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot ticket.
Big
ticket.
Oh, big ticket.
Yeah.
We had a listener say, I grew up next door to this guy on the farm. He's like, you still have that card? I'm like, I got to talk to Mike.
Let me know. I'll mail it out.
Yeah.
But Mike, you're okay. Even though you don't follow the NHL so closely, but at what point, if you're cheering for a team, do you decide that either you stick with the program or you do the fire sale?
From a fan's perspective?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would even trust myself with that personally. You know, there are the fans that are the armchair coaches, the armchair GMs that'll think they know everything's right for the team. But
you're talking to them, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm aware. But at the same time, like, that's where fans' prerogative comes in. You pay your money, you can cheer, boo, agree, disagree, whatever else. I mean, it doesn't make you right or wrong. It makes you right in you as the consumer. So me, if my team's not doing well or if my team's doing other stuff I don't really agree with or appreciate... Because, you know, there are other issues outside of just what's on the ice these days in pro sports. But it's one of those things where I vote with my dollars, to be honest. So if I'm interested, if I think it's the hottest ticket, I'm going to go. If I don't, I'm not going to watch. I don't care. You know, so for me, it can be one or the other. I do believe that if you're a true fan of anything, though, you're open to supporting it as well as you are open to walking away from it. Because that's something that... I don't know why we hold ourselves to these false loyalties of if we're a good person, we're a good Flames fan, we're a good Oilers fan, you know. I talked about this on the McGuire on Wrestling thing, because there's this guy named CM Punk who's very polarizing. Oh, people either love him or hate him. And we'll almost use that as a moral compass of our friends or strangers, you know. It's like, oh, you're not a real hockey fan if you don't think this. It's like, you know what, I remember watching the game and paying my money just like you did. I don't know if it makes me any more or less real. So I think, honestly, as a fan, it's your prerogative to decide when you want to do it. For me personally, again, I'm very finite on it. I can go either way. Where if it's something I like, I'll spend my money. I'll spend my time on it. But if it's not going well, I'm gonna wait and come back when it is. Because frankly, time is the biggest commodity we have. So
yeah, and that's a great point, because there is that business side of things, right? Where you look at, you know, sometimes we talk on the show and you look at these moves that organizations will do, and it's strictly for the jersey sale.
Yeah.
Right. But it works.
Yeah.
Hey, but it works, right?
This takes me to my next point. So just this past week, Jonathan Tavares, who was drafted first overall in 2007 by the New York Islanders, you know, does his thing, makes the Islanders kind of relevant again, has a great season, does his thing.
Spanos made the Islanders relevant.
That's true.
Okay?
Good point.
Jim,
great guy.
Spanos.
So
the biggest crook on the planet.
So when the opportunity came for him to kind of not sign or re-sign with the Islanders, he says, you know what? I'm from Toronto area. I'm going back. He goes to Toronto, and there was a bloodbath of things that were going on. Burning jerseys, booing him every time. Well, wouldn't you know it? The guy's at 998 points, heading into Long Island. His old team, he needs 2 points for that illustrious 1,000. He hits it, and the fans boo him like crazy. Like, just, you would have thought it was like the Stanley Cup of boos. And the Toronto media gets a hold of this and sees it for themselves. And this week, they made it the biggest deal. How dare those Islander fans boo this great player? How dare he did most of that work for that 1,000 points, was most of it was in New York. How dare they? Where do you stand on the boo to the guy that used to play for you?
So, okay, so let me get this straight, Toronto fan. You're upset because the hopeful of your organization, when it came contract talk, left. And now got the milestone in your own barn in front of you. And Toronto, you expect them to be happy about this?
Yeah.
That's the point of the fan. That's the whole point of the fan.
I couldn't agree more.
Like, this is why Toronto, you know what? They're just, that's why they're always that team. That's why they're always going to be that organization and that team, because they're like, everybody hates us. Yeah, because when I turn on TSN, we got 29 minutes of you and 1 minute of whatever else happens in the world of sports. You do it to yourself. Sorry, not sorry. If anything, if this was like the movie Slapshot, they would have beat him up on the way out. The fans.
But here in Calgary, let's say it was reversed, they'd give them a standing ovation.
Oh, in Calgary, we'd be like, that's
this is,
great.
This is the whole thing.
You're so good to
us. I'm actually totally 100% behind the Islander fans. Good for you guys. Absolutely. The guy burns you in your mind. You paid your ticket, like Mike says. Boo the crap out of this dude if you want. Go ahead.
They should have jumped glass, Mitch. They should have jumped glass.
You might be right.
This is New York. Yeah. I thought it was New York.
Hey, forget about
it. Toronto's lucky.
You know, it sounds exactly the same no matter whether you're being cheered or booed.
Yeah, kind of.
The sound on the ATM when you check your balance. Right? If you're him and you're checking your balance, you know what? Boos, cheers, I don't care.
Exactly what he was probably doing the whole time.
Yeah, when he's in his hotel, he's getting fed grapes. He's like, yeah, it was a tough day at the office. Speaking of day at the office, if you're just joining us, you're joining us on the CJSW 90.9 FM. This is the sports show that plays the third Tuesday of every single month. And if you're catching it late, no problem. You can always go back to the archives or the archives at Sports Show Podcast, Podbean and Spotify and iTunes, where you can listen to the weekly episodes. Mitch, what we got on the docket?
Yeah, here we go. We're off to the Sports Show Power Ranking. It's a ranking we do of the top 5 NHL teams. But here's the thing. It's based on the curve. What have you done for us lately? It's not always about the rankings. It's about what have you done for us lately.
And not just the stats either.
That's right. At number 5, it's the New York Islanders. Why? They're now second in the Metro. And hey, fans, I love the booing.
Respect.
Done. At number 4, hey, you got to give respect. We gave you a hard time at the beginning of the season. It's the Oilers. Their 9-game win streak is over. But hey, 9-gamer is a 9-gamer.
The Beverly Hillbillies of the North.
I think they're back.
They might be back.
I don't want them to be back.
They could be back.
I think they're back. At number 3, it's the Winnipeg Jets. Here it is. They're the keg. consistent. There's something about these guys. They're just staying right there.
It's too bad Kenny Omega's out for a while now. That's a very inside wrestling
That's
joke.
A very inside. You'd have to have watched to understand, but it's a great analogy. Local. At number two, it's the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're on a four-game heater, and they lead the Pacific. This team, like I've said once, I'll say it again, they forgot the Stanley Cup is over.
To stay on the wrestling references, you have to be, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo! And at number one, I hate this team, but I got to give them respect. It's the Vancouver Canucks.
I knew it.
They're number two in the Pacific. Mm-hmm. So wait a minute, but Vegas is number one, and you took the number two team to be number one? Yeah, I did. And here's why. They have a plus 41 goal differential. Leads the league. So what I'm saying, they're the most fun to watch. They just keep scoring goals.
Are these Hughes brothers the new Sutters, the new Stalls? Like, who are they? These brothers are crazy.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly what it is.
Talk about a talent pool.
Yeah. Well, great genes.
Good genes.
Good DNA.
Yeah.
Vancouver loves the brothers.
Actually, yeah, it's a good point. They do. There's always a brother package over there.
Yeah, there
that's
you
right.
go. From the Sedins to the Hughes.
All right. From there, let's jump over to the NFL real quick. You know what? We talked at the beginning. So me and Dimitri, if you haven't heard, we're the biggest Green Bay Packer fans. This past Monday night, Packers taking on the Giants in New York. And me and Dimitri are watching this game. And I'm not going to lie to Dimitri.
What did I say last week?
I just want to say, you're right. I knew this was going to happen. I agree with you. You said it last week that they were going to be a down game. But I have a little confession. I'm falling in love with Tommy DeVito. I'm falling in love with the quarterback of the Giants.
Not just you. It seems like everybody's falling in love with a guy who's named after Arnold Schwarzenegger's tag team duo in the movie Twins.
That's right.
I hate this guy. I don't like this guy. He's going, oh, look at me with my handshakes and everyone's falling for it. Hey. And oh, DeVito's back and blah, blah, blah. You know what? Monday I had to walk in, or on Tuesday I had to walk into work, and I got a guy, Pete. He's like this. He's like, oh, you know, like a really good story. Good story. We needed this. We're 6-7 now. We might not even make the playoffs.
Technically, we're in right now.
Listen,
we're in.
Hold
right
on a second.
Don't be so negative.
Listen, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
I don't care what another team does when my team loses. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to acknowledge it. I don't want any part of it. So leave me alone. Here's the thing, though. Let's don't do it, Mike.
No, I'm just listening to your insecurity run wild right now. But please continue.
You're done. Jerry's hot. Jerry. No. But listen, the fact of the matter is, here's the real story. DeVito comes in. Right. The guy's hot. The Giants are playing fairly well, considering if you look at what the team has been doing the last few years. I thought last year was a bit of an outlier.
Right.
They got a little bit lucky. They had some steam. If you're a guy with the last name Jones,
yeah.
You know, don't ever pay them as a quarterback.
Agreed.
Mac Jones over in New England, okay? You got Daniel Jones in now in New York. These guys are getting shown up by the backup quarterbacks. Like, just if the name's Jones, unless it's Tom Jones.
That's right.
Right? And Delilah is number one on the charts. Don't pay him any money.
I hear you, man.
It's crazy.
Mike, have you seen this guy?
I have. I watched the game, actually. And the funny thing is, like, what I'm hearing is Dimitri is kind of like the guy who's like thinks that everybody's after his girl.
Right.
And Mitch is like, you know what? I got a good girl, but that's not a bad one over there either. But I'm good.
Kind of. Yeah. That's basically what I'm hearing right now. That sounds about right. Like, that's dead on, actually, to be quite honest with you. No, this guy, you know what? Listen, he's the first quarterback ever undrafted who's won his first four starts. So
the guy
happens to be an Italian guy in New York. The worlds are all in symmetry. They're all aligning for this guy. And you know what? He's actually a not bad quarterback. That's the third and final thing, the most important thing.
Listen, all jokes aside with this guy, the thing that impresses me the most about DeVito is, in the NFL, you have to be a game manager at the quarterback position. And then you can let it flourish second. This guy's last drive, okay?
Yeah.
To me, we don't get that from seasoned veterans.
Agreed, yeah.
You know, just the ball placement, where he was passing, the routes they were running, the plays they were calling, but just his composure. I thought it was excellent, the way they drove the field down. And that, to me, is the biggest thing. So, Mitch, I got to ask you, do you just cut ties with Jones and just snip the wire now?
Not yet. You know what? Now you know what you got with DeVito. You just gave Jones all that money. You can't cut him right now. You can't. It just would be crazy. But you know what? yeah, if he falters anymore, at least you know what you got. Do they compete next year for the first position? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But you still gave the money. You got to pay them.
You got to do what they do in San Fran.
That's right.
Build up the stock and just get rid of it.
Well, speaking real quick before we get to the San Fran, Monday night also had a doubleheader, which I thought was pretty crazy. What'd you think of the doubleheader Monday nights?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Look, Monday nights have been boring for me because the thing is the Monday night game would come and it was either a dud or not.
Yeah.
And you didn't know.
You don't know.
And so now that you got two of them, at least you can flip the channel.
You can flip.
You can do the flip.
You can channel.
Here
change.
To here.
Yeah.
It works.
All I'm going to say is one last thing. Joe Flacco. He's back. That's it.
Don't ever say that again.
He's back. Watch out.
And you know what the best part is?
Super Bowl winning Joe Flacco.
You could watch two NFL games and still make it for Monday Night Raw. Because it'll still be showing. It'll be in its ninth hour.
This is true. It's a bit of a problem.
I'm going to do a quick hit. Dallas, San Fran, or Philadelphia? Who comes out of the NFC?
Philadelphia still takes the number one spot, but Dallas is the hottest team in the market.
Ooh-wee. Mikey, what do you like there?
You know what? I'm going to say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the Eagles. Why not?
Yeah. They're just a little tired. They had a hell of a schedule. They're a little tired right now.
Yeah, but they still got a game, though. That's the thing. Like they're.
Yep.
Yeah. And when you got to turn it on this close to the end of the season, it's show up time, right? So this is where you separate the champs from the chumps.
Very well said. We're off to rapid banter.
What do you got this week?
The CFL came out with their 2024 schedule. Looking to review, or you serious?
Sorry, which league?
They just finished and they already came out the schedule. 2024, guys, get your stamp tickets today. Shohei Ohtani signs with the LA Dodgers for a record $700 million. With Christmas around the corner, what do you buy Ohtani?
Shohei me the money, baby.
You buy one of those RFID protecting wallets, the ones that you can't scan a person's bank card with, because
that's a great
idea. That's what you get them.
You could steal a million from that guy and he probably wouldn't know.
He wouldn't know.
He makes that in a day. Like
it's unbelievable. This past week, our boy Giannis scored 64 points against Indiana, and Indiana took the game ball away from him. Foul, not foul.
Well, that's not on Pacer to be a good human being.
You know what, Indiana? It's not his fault he scored 64. Yeah. It's your fault for letting him score 64.
Thank you.
Leon Edwards versus Colby Covington tonight, UFC 296. Who you got?
Make the UFC great again. Did you see
the presser? Oh, I will be buying that pay-per-view, I think, tonight. Last one. Will the Oilers make a playoff run?
Yes. God, that killed me.
It kills me, too. It's okay, amazing. Last thing. Will Ovi actually get the record from Gretzky?
Yes.
I don't know, Dimitri. A lot of people are talking.
Come on. Man.
Here we go. It's the last segment. Last segment to end off. CGSW 90.9. Here we go. It's pass or fail. So this past week, there was a lot of crying. I told you, they were booing Tavares. And there's a player, Jordan Kyrou, who plays for the St. Louis Blues. Young guy. He kind of said, you know, their coach got fired this week, Craig Berube. And when they asked him earlier in the day, they said, hey, are you upset about it? He goes, I don't care. He's not my coach anymore. Well, the fans heard about it, booed him on the ice. After the game, they win 4-2 against Ottawa. They're in the dressing room. Reporters kind of give him a hard time. They're like, hey, a lot of booing. He starts crying. So it's pass or fail, appropriate places to cry. Are you ready?
Here, you know what? I got this one. We'll get ready. We got a couple minutes left. How about this? Listeners, if you want to finish the rest of the pass or fail, if we run over time, just please check us out on the Sports Show podcast. Just look up the Sports Show on Spotify, Podbean, and iTunes. Okay, Mitch, do it.
Sporting event, pass or fail?
I'm going to go as a fan. Pass.
Right.
You're allowed to cry if your team loses at the sporting event.
Nice.
I'm going to give it a pass. Mike?
I'll say pass.
Pass as well? Yeah. Graduation. You're crying at a graduation.
You know what? I'll love.
Giant pass. That's an actual life event that matters. Yep.
Agreed.
I'm just happy I don't have to pay anymore. That's where I think I'm happy. Your parents' anniversary party or grandma and grandpa's maybe.
You know what? Ooh, that's a tough one right there. I gotta go pass again. That's a big thing. It depends on the relationship, Mitch. I guess so.
Okay.
I'm gonna go fail on that. You're taking away from their moment.
Thank you, Mike.
You're owning their moment then.
How about this? First day of school for the kids. Pass or fail? A moment to cry.
Fail. You got to do it on your own. You got to go back to the house and then do it.
Just pure happiness. It's not crying from sadness. Pure happiness.
Listen, it's a good tea. I'm going to go fail. It's a good, like, just wipe the water works off the eyes, but don't commit to the full leak.
Okay. You know, I've seen this once or twice on The Price is Right. Somebody wins a car. Game shows. Can you cry on a game show?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you haven't watched that new Squid Game game show.
Yeah.
Dude.
Really?
Oh, dude.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's wild.
Yeah, I think, like, here's the thing, right? If it was, like, a new car, I'd say fail. But if you're winning some money or if it's a life-changing event, right. I got to say pass.
Pass on that one?
Because it gives you, you know, that's good TV, Mitch.
Well, here's one for you, and I'm not lying to you. Two movies do it to me every single time. Armageddon and Backdraft. I don't know why. Crying at a movie theater.
Fail. I'm sorry.
Fail?
No way.
Nah, man. You tell me. When I see Douglas reaching up to his brother, man, I can't do it. I gotta go.
Listen, there's only one movie that's made me cry and one that just gets me there every single time. And I almost did it in Comcast. First, The Passion of the Christ. Bawled my eyes out. That poor Jesus. You know, and it's Christmas time. Here's the other one. The other one.
That's a good point.
The movie Rudy.
Rudy?
You guys.
You cried at Rudy?
No.
Really?
I'm almost there. I said almost cried.
He's sitting in the theater chanting.
You saw it.
No, Rudy. So, you guys, okay, I gotta tell the story. Good thing we're going over time. I gotta tell the story. So, so the part is, like, at the very end when he finally makes the tackle, right? This is me every time. I'm like... Ah, man. Like, I'm almost there. Like, I can hold it back. So we're in comp class, okay? We're in grade 12, career life management. I'm in grade 12. Teacher plays Rudy. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is not, like, my game face. I'm like, son of a bitch, I just wanted to make that tackle.
Last one. Is it an appropriate place for you to cry? Your retirement party.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say pass because there's probably a ton of thank yous.
I'm crying just out of pure happiness again. I mean, there's a lot of crying I'm doing, but it's all out of happiness.
Are you a crier?
No, not at all.
Sounds like you are.
I'm not, just Armageddon. You get me Bruce Willis. I'm telling you. I don't know what it is.
Mike, are you a crier? Do you put yourself in the crier category?
I'm not going to cry at my retirement party. Dude, we're in the generation. We don't know if we're going to get to retire. Come on.
Good point. Good point.
I'll be your favorite Walmart greeter until I'm dead. So
happy 92nd. Yeah.
And I'll be doing radio breaks too when you come in. It's like, hey, welcome to Walmart. It's -3 outside. So glad you're inside.
That's a great
idea. Check out our sale on patio sets because you won't need them for 7 months, but hey.
Oh. Yes. It's the best time to buy it. It's exactly. The best time to buy it. When we're off air, I'll tell you the scam I pulled on Lowe's.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even see it coming.
I like how you're naming the store.
I know.
Like,
I literally just oh, let me
criminal
guess.
Mastermind Dimitri over here. You're the guy that, you know who you are? You're the supervillain that reveals your entire plan to James
he
Bond.
He just walked right by the self-check. He just walked right by. Yeah. Wow. Big Ocean's 13
Yeah,
heist
but I'm not
there.
Getting caught.
He's like, oh, I think I'm forgetting to scan this.
What? I'm going to tell him my whole entire plan and not watch him die in hopes that it all works out. What? Speaking of working out, I'm glad that it works out every time you come into town. Mike, appreciate you joining the show.
Love being here. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is episode 280. What'd we say, Mitch?
5.
Holy smokes. We're rolling these things. We got a milestone coming up ourselves.
Hey.
315 weeks, apparently.
Hey, is it dusty in here?
I might shed a tear myself.
Yeah,
listen.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm totally fine.
No, when someone says they're fine, they're not fine.
I'm exceptionally fine.
Okay, then he's all good. But what is all good is all the support that you give us every week on the Sports Show. Again, please do not forget to follow us on our channels, which is at Sports Show Podcast if you're an Instagrammer.
Do you guys have merch yet?
We don't got merch yet.
I think we're having a conversation off here.
We're looking for someone that could facilitate it. Mike McGuire, the one and only, the McGuire on Wrestling Podcast feed. Anywhere where you're streaming your podcast, we're going to have the link in our bio as well. McGuireShow.com, which is the search for the merch. Although in the new year, we got some really cool things coming along. And until then, episode 285, one for the books. Got to shove it in the locker because we do got to hit the showers.
Boom. Have a great week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
and all that stuff.
And Happy New Year.
We're doing a New Year's show? What do you want to do in the
weekend?
We're
going to do a New Year's show.
Okay, I don't know why you're yelling.
We're going live!
Do you want to do live New Year's Eve?
Maybe.
Facebook. Heck no. You guys stay here on New Year's Eve. I'm going to go out and have fun.
We're married. We don't have fun.
Yeah, we don't have...
sell me on it more.